Welcome back to Speaking Arrangements. Yes, I am your humble and most gracious host, Rebecca Johnson. I'm going to let the beat ride out for you guys a little bit. Welcome back, guys, to Speaking Arrangements, where we are always rearranging things in our lives. Thank you guys so much for joining me. Round of applause for you guys. You know, I always want to shout you guys out. Thank you so much for tuning in, wherever it is that you're tuning in from. I see Malaysia, Indonesia, so many places that you guys are tuning in from, and I'm really blessed because, you know, God is taking his revelation, his word, and everything that he has to say to you guys around the world, honestly, and I'm super excited about it. So today I'm going to make it short and sweet. I hope everyone's doing good. I hope everybody enjoyed their long weekend. I hope everybody went out and got, you know, seen some fireworks, just got out the house. The weather has been crazy out here. It's just up and down. So yeah, I hope everybody had fun. Listen, I don't even want to talk about where I've been. At this point, I'm going to be like transparent. I'm going to try for you guys. Pray for me, bro. Pray for me. It says many are chosen. No, it is many are called, few are chosen. Okay. But we're going to get into all that today. And I know some of you guys are out there like, girl, you're always going through something. Yes, I am. I am. The devil's trying to sift me like wheat. I don't know about you guys, but he's trying to get me. So, yeah. All right. Like, yeah, but that's okay. God is good. He's prayed for me and I'm well. Yeah, I'm well. I'm well in Jesus' name. It is well. So we're going to get into some things. I really want to come on here and talk to you guys about, I seen something today and it just really spoke to my spirit. It spoke to my heart. And it's something that I've been going through and dealing with. And you guys know, I really just want to take you guys on my healing journey because that's what it is. Like, you know, I'm really, really trying my best to do the work and to be able to impact like God's people, God's children's lives, which is everyone. Yeah. So, and that work's not easy. You know what I mean? Like that work is definitely not easy. And what I've been learning through like, you know, the Bible and just like other people's experiences and like people that I look up to and, you know, just people's stories like that, you know, we love like, you know, Jeff Bezos, I don't know, just so many people, like, you know what I mean? Oprah, like Tyler Perry, Steve Jobs, like, you know what I mean? Just like people that we look up to, people that we think has achieved success, you know, Princess Diana. I love Princess Diana. Like, let me tell you something, a quick little story. When Princess Diana passed away, God rest her soul, like I was living in the hood at that time, okay? And I never knew how relatable she was. She was so relatable and still is. Like people in the hood, okay, were crying. Like I mourned for like 3 days, bro. We watched a funeral. It was a mess. Like I love Princess Diana so much. Like she was for the people. And I love that. And she impacted so many lives. But anyways, yeah. So, you know, people that we look up to, like everybody has a story. But I think what the Lord was really speaking to me about is, you know, sometimes when we're going through things and we're in a valley or just anything that we're going through in life, like I think that we forget that God can use it all, like everything, trauma, pain, broken relationships, good relationships. You know what I mean? Good friendships. Like he can use everything for his good, like everything, like he's going to use it all. You know what I mean? That's something that he was really saying to me today. Like, listen, I'm going to use it all and I can use it all if you allow me to. You know what I mean? So listen, if you're new here, my name's Rebecca Johnson. I am a believer in Christ. I love Jesus. It's a part of my life. It's a part of my foundation. It's my values. I can't have a podcast without talking about what my best friend's saying to me, which is the Holy Spirit. So, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I do definitely talk a lot from a perspective of a believer's lens. But if you don't believe in Jesus and you believe in the universe, whatever you believe in, you know, you believe in that higher power. So you know, if that higher power is speaking to you, then, you know, you could take it that way too. But I find that Jesus Christ can use it all. Like he was saying that to me, like I can use it all, like the shame, you know what I mean? Just everything. And I'm going to break this down a little bit I want to touch a couple points And I've been really struggling with this. You know, I've really been struggling with, like, can God use me? You know what I mean? Can God use me for his glory? Can I impact people's lives? You know, I don't come from, I don't know, a prestigious family. You know what I mean? I don't have that type of background. You know what I mean? All those things. And I think that sometimes that's an internal battle that I go through. I don't know about anybody else, but that's like, you know, it's just like, I don't know if you, you know, for everybody that's listening, if you read the Bible before, Gideon was, you know, the Holy Spirit. I mean, the angel went to him and said, mighty man of valor. Like, he called him by who God saw him to be. And sometimes when we don't think that we've gotten to our destination, our promised land, or wherever it is that we're looking to, you know, whatever goals and dreams that we're looking to aspire, if we haven't gotten there, if we don't see any movement, we really feel like God can't use us. And you know what I mean? He can't use us, like we're a lost cause, especially for people that have gone through things, you know, domestic violence. I hate that word. So like, I don't want to say the R word, but you know, sexual abuse, you know what I mean? Homelessness, like financial issues, going bankrupt. Like I've heard so many stories, like going to jail and trying to rehabilitate your life and trying to work yourself back into society, getting a job. Like when people try to hide their past, like they really try to, I know I'm one of those people, like, you know what I mean? Like you guys know that my enemies, you know, I would say my enemy. When I say my enemy, I mean like the not so good of my life. I don't know. It's a spiritual thing, but you know, like she went through revenge porn, you know what I mean? Where I was with somebody and they put, you know, our intimate moments out there. And that's shame. That brought a lot of shame to me, my friends, my family. It was talked about on the internet. Like it was like a Twitter thread. You know what I mean? I never thought, even though like, you know, I'm currently healing from like those traumas and just being abandoned as a child and not having a good relationship with, you know, my parents and, you know what I mean? Just a lot of shame, carrying a lot of shame around. You know, I was just like, man, who would want to use me? Like who wants to listen to me? You know what I mean? All I have is my experiences and the things that I've been through. And I think that a lot of times we don't think that God can use the pain, like, but he really can. Like if you allow him to, he really can. And I want to touch on something really quickly. And I never used to believe it. I used to think it was like, I don't know. I used to always think it was like fugazi. Fugazi means like corny, whatever. I always thought that, but I find it says like, you know, and this is all throughout every religion. I mean, it's just a quote that said that like, a lot in the Bible, of course, but it says many are called, but few are chosen. And that's a real thing. Like God calls many people, but few are chosen. And, you know, I know a lot of times, you know, certain things have to happen to certain people so they can pave the way. You know what I mean? Listen, God gives opportunities to everybody. I think that there's certain people that go through certain things to pave the way for people. You know what I mean? To go to the top of the mountain and come back down and tell people like, hey, this is what's going on up there. Like there's always that group of people like Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, you know what I mean? Jeff Bezos, like, you know, Elon Musk, like those are just like the ones that we know, like Warren Buffett, like the ones that we know, Oprah, like they, you know what I mean? They are the forerunners. Like, you know what I mean? When we think about people, we think about those type of people. There's a lot of people out there that are doing a lot of things. I'm just thinking about ones that we all know for, like, you know, household names, but you know what I mean? Like, and a lot of times they had to go through certain things. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sure Jeff Bezos had to go through failure. Like, you know what I mean? To have the biggest online business. Like, you know what I mean? I'm Steve Jobs. If you read his book, if you watched his story, like he created Apple and got kicked out. You know what I mean? Like just so many things. Like he had to, and I think that he's a staple. Apple is they're like a $2 trillion company, still a staple in our world. A lot of them, you know, a lot of the things that are happening in the tech world is, a lot of it comes from Apple. They're shaking and moving. They're the forerunners. And I just think that what's really interesting is that, you know, I was saying to myself, like, you know, God, what have you called me for? What have you chosen me for? Like, what is it? And I was started comparing it to a lot of the challenges that I was having in my life. You know what I mean? Just like a lot of like, you know, heaviness, sadness, resentment, anger. You know what I mean? A lot of insecurities, not being able to forgive myself, family issues. Just many things. You know what I mean? And he was just saying to me, like, listen, like, you need to go through some of these things so that you'll be able to impact and speak to people. You know what I mean? I think that instead of, and he was saying to me, like, instead of hiding what it is that you've been through and the shame that you think it comes with, and, you know, the stigma that, and it's, you know, all those things that you think it comes with, like, it's going to impact people. Your story is going to impact people. We all have stories. And I'm not talking about, like, oh my gosh, like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to be this big, popular, sensational person. No, like, you can impact regular day human beings, like, you know, with your story, with your experience, help change people's lives. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that, you know, just like everything that I was going through, I was like, God, you can't use me. But he was really saying, like, no, like, I can use everything. I can use the pain. I can use the trials. I can use the victories. You know what I mean? I can use it all for my glory. And I truly believe that. And that's just something that I've been meditating on. So I want to share that with you guys really quickly. And I'm going to break it down in, like, different parts. So one thing that I've been really struggling with is, like, embracing the unpredictability of Jesus and of life, period. You know what I mean? Just, like, the idea that life is often, like, unpredictable and that we may encounter, like, unforeseen circumstances, challenges. But, and I think I was stuck in that place. Like, God, if you're God, then why am I suffering? What am I, what's the next move? And one thing that I realized about Jesus is that, you know, he gives you a little bit. He doesn't give you all. Because if he gives you all, then, you know, you won't need him. You know what I mean? And we even when he gives us a little bit, we draw out our own blueprint and then try to go do it. You know what I mean? Like, he's a step-by-step kind of guy. He's a take my hand kind of God. You know what I mean? Like, I'm with you. I'm going before you. I'm behind you. I got you. And I think for me, I was just really struggling with embracing how unpredictable life can be. And, you know, me not knowing my next move all the time. And, you know, even with speaking arrangements, I was like, okay, God, like, what's the next move? What are we doing? Like, what's happening? And he's like, stay there. I can't even get you to record consistently. And you want to know what the next move is? Ooh, ooh, ooh. I was like, come on, God, you don't have to do all that to me. You have to say all that and you have to do all that. But it really helped me. I think, you know, it really humbled me too, because, you know what I mean? I think a lot of times, like, we have our goals and we have our, you know, the things that we want to do, and, you know, we're asking for more, but we haven't done what we initially asked for, or what was, what is expected for us to, you know, expected of us. So that's something that, you know, I really, really thank God for. But I think I was in a place where I was really, really trying to embrace how unpredictable life can be. Like, so many things can happen. You just never know. You know, you never know. And I think that it's amazing. And I think that it's scary at the same time. And just, like, you know, for me, I've been going to God and be like, I'm scared. Like, I don't know what the next move is. I don't know what I'm fully doing. And I think it's okay to not know what you're doing, but still consistently showing up, but just not knowing what you're doing. Like, you have to do things in fear sometimes. Like, you know, you can have fear, but the fear can't stop you from what it is that you're supposed to be doing. The fear can't stop you from your dreams. Like, we're human beings. Sometimes we're scared. Like, and sometimes we have emotions. Like, the emotions are there for a reason, but we just can't let it stop us, because we are put on this earth for a relationship, to help people, to impact people, to touch people's lives. And that's very important. You know what I mean? And I think that for me, yeah, like, those, that's something that, I was really struggling with. But one thing that I know about God, and one thing that he's also showed me, is that he uses, like, these moments, you know, these moments of unpredictability, fear, just uncertainty, to build my faith and to build my resilience. If you guys know what I had to do to get on this pod to record today, record this, like, he uses those moments, those times, to really build resilience and consistency. He builds character. You know what I mean? If we knew everything, like, we really wouldn't, there would be no color in our lives. Like, everything would just be black, or everything would just be white. But, you know, all these times and everything that we go through, and the challenges and the valleys and the peaks and the highs and the lows, they really do make us who we are. You know, they really do shape and mold our personalities, our lives, and our experiences, right? So if you're out there and you're just like, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's happening. It's not giving what it's supposed to give. And, you know, that starts to really eat away at your mental health and just eat away at your confidence. Just stay there. You know what I mean? Just stay in that place. Like, stay in that place. Be diligent. Ask for grace to be resilient. You know, like, keep your faith. Like, keep going. Like, it's going to work out. I'm here to tell you that it's going to work out. And, you know, I'm speaking to myself right now too, because, you know, this is a word for me too, but no, it's going to work out. Yeah, it's going to work out, y'all. Okay, so let's go to the next point that I want to talk to you about. Lessons in failure and disappointments. That's something that I struggle with. You know what I mean? I always say to people, like, my 20s were a complete blur. I was in a toxic, abusive relationship. I was separated from my bio family. I was living in Ontario alone, working like two jobs, just not knowing what was going on, making really, really bad mistakes. You know what I mean? Having no guidance, essentially, like, you know, just really having no guidance, trying to be independent, trying to raise myself as a young woman. And yeah, I made a lot of mistakes that I, you know, that I had to pay for in my older age. You know what I mean? Those mistakes that I made from ages 19 to 20, I don't know, 26, like, those are things that they come back to haunt you. And for me, not knowing how to deal with that and not knowing that, hey, like, you know, I could use this as a learning lesson, or I could use this to build my character, build my faith, or, you know, use it in a positive way. I internalized it and just beat myself up emotionally and mentally, and just always kicking my own back and like, you did this, and just being really discouraged from, you know, my past failures and disappointments. Like, you know what I mean? Like, setbacks and disappointments, you know, they're a part of our life's journey. Like, you have to fail. And we live in a society, I know I always talk about this, but we live in a society where, you know, when you look on Instagram, everyone is winning. Everyone is winning. It's a world, it's a fake world, first off. It's, and I'm not even hating, it's fake, it's smoking mirrors, but everybody's winning. And that's not life. Like, you know, that's not real. It's not reality. It's not reality. I know they say it's reality TV and all that stuff. It's not real. People don't show their failures. Like, I know some people on Instagram do, but very rarely do they show their failures. They show their wins only. You know what I mean? They don't show that they can barely pay their rent, or they're struggling through school, or, you know, they're dealing with mental health issues. No, they want you to subscribe to the fake life that they're selling you so that you can be on their page. They can get likes. They can make more money. It's smoking mirrors. You have to live life. Setbacks and disappointments are a part of our journey. You know what I mean? By sharing our stories to other individuals, like, that have failed, you know, that have also failed, like, ultimately will achieve greatness. I know for me, I have failed a lot in my life. A lot. I have failed a lot, but I know it's for a reason. I know it's for a reason. I know that everything that I've been through to this very second, to this very moment, everything that I've gone through, that I've experienced, I know that is for greatness. I know I'm destined for greatness. I know that. Even though I don't feel like that, even when I look around, I'm like, God, I don't see it. You know what I mean? Like, I really just do not see it. I just know that I know that I'm destined for greatness. And the greatness that I'm talking about is not like a fancy house, a good marriage. Like, you know, no, like, it's greatness as in impacting God's people, pushing people to emotional health, pushing people to, you know, to like emotional health and wellness and mental health. Like, that's so important. Like, we are not just our outcome or our productivity. Like, we are so much more than that. Like, you know, God didn't just put us on this earth to work and show our shiny trophies to everybody and look at me, like, I'm so smart, like, look at my business, like, you know what I mean? Those are great things. Those are all icing on the cake, but we are the actual cake. Like, do you like just eating icing? I know some people do, but I don't. I want cake. I want icing. I want it to be layered. And that's how life is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you put the first, you know, you put your cake down and you layer it with some buttercream, whip, whatever you like. And then you put another layer. That's life. You know what I mean? But just, you know, always winning is not necessarily, even people that look like they've been born with a silver spoon in their mouth, like the Kylie Jenners of the world. And you know what I mean? Like, she didn't ask to be born in her family, but she is, and she's popular and she has money and people hate her for that. But you know what I mean? I'm sure she has issues too. I'm sure she has problems too. So we have to just honestly embrace our failures, embrace our disappointments, be aware, self-aware that, hey, like, I'm disappointed, like, this didn't go the way that I thought it was going to go, God. Like, reconcile that, because that's very important. So if you don't have a therapist, or if you don't have a mentor, like, you need a good mentor. You can have mentors for different things, you know what I mean? I would scale it down to maybe three things, like maybe a spiritual mentor, like a physical health mentor, and a mental health mentor. Like, you know, like, scale it. I mean, people have mentors for a bunch of things, but you need people that are very personable. People that have experienced what you're going through, are where you want to be. And they don't have to be like these popular people. People are always looking for these big mentors. Like, you can have somebody that has gone through life that is full of wisdom. You know what I mean? That can really mentor you and help you and shape your, help shape your future. It doesn't always have to be Jeff Bezos. It doesn't always have to be Warren Buffett. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't always have to, like, there's everyday working people. There's everyday regular people in the world that we might look as regular, but are filled with gold. They're filled with gold. They're filled with wisdom. You know what I mean? We need to ask the Lord for, you know, the revelation to find who those people are, our helpers in life. Everybody needs a helper. So, you know what I mean? Like, just embrace your failures, embrace your disappointments, discuss them. You know what I mean? Talk about them, write, journal if you have to. Hey, like, this happened and I just really expected something better. I am disappointed. Reconcile your feelings. You know what I mean? Go to a therapist, talk to them about that. Talk to a friend, talk to a, you know, if you have good parents, a good relationship, like, talk to your siblings, like, you know, let it out, journal it, like, reconcile those feelings and then move on. And listen, many doors are going to be slammed shut in your face. Many doors. But when that one door opens, when that one door opens, yeah. Listen, I truly believe that. And then let's just go into, because, you know, we just talked about failures, disappointments, and setbacks, but let's just go into divine guidance and timing. Because there's such thing as something called times and seasons. If you're a believer, if you're not a believer, if you believe in the universe, if you believe in Buddha, if you believe in whoever, there's times and seasons for everything under the sun, including your success, including love coming into your life, including financial prosperity, including good health. Like, there is times and seasons for everything. You know what I mean? And I believe that there's times and seasons for everything. Like, you know what I mean? There's nothing new under the sun. Like, this is biblical, because a lot of times people take these biblical principles and they run with them and they put their own stuff on them. But God's timing is always perfect. Oh my gosh. I'm really talking to myself. Like, God's time is always perfect. God's timing for new friendships. God's timing for new opportunities. God's timing for financial blessings. God's timing for marriage. God's timing for, you know, success, buying a home, like, through real life experiences, even biblical references, like, God's timing is, like, it's the key to our success. It's the key to happiness and joy. A lot of times what we do is we want to work ahead of ourselves. You know what I mean? We want to work ahead of what the Lord has said, ahead of what you think the universe has said for you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you need to find, you need to wait on your time. Everyone under the sun has a time. Everyone has a time. Like, you might be looking at other people's season right now where it's time for them to win. It's time for them to go. It's time for them to be in their bag. Like, and you have to let them be them. And it says in the Bible, rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Rejoice with those who are winning. You know what I mean? Don't be jealous. Because when it's your time, who do you want to rejoice with you? Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. And if you feel like, hey, God, like, when is my, go back to him and be like, hey, like, what's going on? Like, you know what I mean? You can have those conversations, but divine guidance and timing is so important. Like, you need to be guided to the right season. You need to be guided to the right time, when you should take the right time to take this job, the right time to just sit still, the right time to, like, get in your bag, the right time to, like, grind and do what you have to do. Like, sometimes we miss it. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes we miss it, but I know that God is a merciful God. You know what I mean? And he'll double back on you. Or, you know, sometimes we miss it and you're just like, okay, well, I missed my time. Like, no, it will come back around. Listen, winter is going winter. Summer is going summer. Fall is going fall. Listen, okay? It's spring is going spring. It's going to come back around to the day that this world does whatever it's supposed to do with the Lord. The good Lord comes back for us. You know what I mean? We have to explore how God's guidance and intervention can, you know, can be felt in our lives. And even during difficult seasons, like, you know what I mean? There, I know a lot of, like in Christianity, a lot of people talk about, oh, I'm in my wilderness season. I don't know why a lot of people say that. Most of the times they don't even know if they're in the wilderness season. It's just like a few things are going wrong and all of a sudden they're in the wilderness season. That's not necessarily, you know what I mean? You can use your words to talk you into a wilderness season. It just might be something that you're learning, you know, but we have different seasons. You know, you have your time for abundance. You know, you got to reap. It says that you, whatever you reap, you will sow. It says that in the Bible, whatever you reap, you will sow. There's a time for planting. Farmers, they plant and then there's a harvest. They don't just plant and the tree grows. That's not how it works. You know what I mean? Like you need to, and you need to, and I think a lot of times for me, this is what I do. I'm trying to get out of that. Like I'll plant something, you know what I mean? And I'll just like in a couple of days, I'll be like, I'll go and I'll uproot it and be like, oh, is there any roots or anything like that? Whether it be in my life or whatever it is, you know what I mean? I'm really trying to get out of that vicious cycle. But even in difficult seasons, man, trust God's timing, trust God's divine guidance for you and what it is that you are, what it is that you're on the journey to do or on the path to do. Like really, really trust that. Like the times and seasons is a thing. If you get anything before your time, it's going to destroy you. That's a fact. If you get something that you're praying for before that time, it will destroy you. That's just a fact. I see a lot of people with things that you can tell they manifested before their time. And you can tell that wasn't what the Lord had intended for them, to be honest. Okay, so another thing that I really want to talk about is, you know, finding the meaning in the mundane. This is something that I listen. Whew, this is good. Like, the one thing is that, like, God will use everyday ordinary moments, you know, to bring us significant change. Like, I think for us, like, we're, you know, society, we're taught to like the big things, you know, like the big things da, 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 and like, you know, no, like every single day, like the ordinary, every single day moments, that's what brings significant change. Like if you're trying to be diligent, if you're trying to be consistent, they always say start with something small. So start with something very tiny, like keeping your room clean or making your bed every single day. Small steps, it will lead to significant change in your life. That's how you reprogram your mind. That's how you reprogram your life. They don't tell you that. They tell you, oh, yeah, if you want to be consistent, do 18 hours of work a day, stay up all night and work out 7 days a week. And you know what I mean? Those things are lies. They're not real. They're not. Some people can do that. Like, great. Shout out to you guys. Round of applause for you guys. I'm not hating on you guys. But for us people that are really just trying to get it together, you know what I mean? Like the small every single day things, like, you know what I mean? Like being nice to somebody or, you know, sending a text like, hey, I love you, or just being led to do certain things in life. Like, you know, for me, you know, there's different things that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to read more. You know what I mean? I'm trying to read more. I'm trying to spend more time with myself and getting to know myself and getting to know what I love. I'm trying to do, like, you know what I mean? Taking it one day at a time. And if I miss it one day, I get back to it. I don't just go and destroy all the progress that I've had just so I can start again. No, you gotta just keep showing up for yourself. You know what I mean? You can, like, you know, yeah, like I really do feel like those, like, you know, everyday things, like that's what God really uses to change our lives and the lives of people around us, right? I think by recognizing the value of like small acts and kindness, we can appreciate how God works through the seemingly mundane things. Like, I really do think that. I think that, yeah, it really, really is the small things and the act of kindness, buying somebody a Starbucks, start buying somebody a, you know, in front of you or behind you their meal. Like that will build character. That will really, really change your life. So, you know, like, I know everyday things seem like, oh, we want the radical things. We want the big things. I'm telling you, everything that they're teaching you in society is backwards. If they say the sky is purple, it's blue. You know what I mean? Really look into that. Like, they don't teach us about that. They teach us about, oh, winning the Nobel Prize and having the biggest podcast in the world and, you know, being consistent in recording, and that one person in their room deciding not to kill themselves, like, that's not good enough. You need millions of people. No. That's one thing that I'm learning, and I'm still learning. I don't have it down packed. Like, I'm just telling you guys about my experiences. I'm just trying to break this down a little bit, because I really want you guys to know that God really can use everything. Like, every part, every aspect of our life, it can be used to impact other people, right? So don't give up. Like, don't get bored. Don't get weary. Just keep going. You know what I mean? One day, listen, it's going to hit. All your hard work is going to really pay off. And I think another thing too, that I have a hard issue doing, is trusting God's plan for my life. Honestly, like, I can't emphasize enough how important it is to trust God with the plan that he's given you. Like I said, at the starting of the podcast, like, God will give us a little bit and we'll just go and do a whole blueprint. Okay, it's the whole blueprint. And he's like, I didn't tell you to do any of that. And then you're going to run, you hit your head on a wall, you come back. God is a merciful God, so he will help us. But, you know, like, we really, really need to trust God's plan. Listen, Drake said, and y'all was out here trusting, trust the Lord. Trust the Lord, okay? Trust the Lord's plan for your life. You know, declare it over your life if you know what that is. If you don't know what that is, like, trust what you think you were made to do, like, what your purpose is. Like, trust that and really, really be passionate about it and work hard on that. You know what I mean? Like, surrender it all to him. Like, I think for me, like, you know, my enemy's a little stubborn. So just surrendering everything, the unpredictability of everything, like, just not knowing, and trusting God with your life. You know what I mean? Just trusting him, saying, like, I don't know much. I don't know nothing. You engineered me. You made me. You must know. I'm giving this to you. And just trusting him. Like, you know what I mean? I know this sounds hard, but one day at a time. Like, wake up in the morning, be like, God, I'm going to give this day to you. Lord, whatever mission you send me on, whatever it is you got me doing today, Lord. Yeah, I'm just going to follow. You know what I mean? And you'll trust me. It will happen for you. Like, it will go the way that it's supposed to go. And the last point that I have before I log out of here, I sign out of here, guys, I really want to keep these kind of short, is the power of redemption and restoration. Don't we love a good redemption story? I love a good redemption story. Like, I love, like, when the underdog just, like, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I love all those, like, princess stories. I love, like, what is it, Snow White? They were hating on her evil little cousins, whatever. And then, listen, the prince picked her. What now? You guys were left at the ball. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? I'm so ridiculous. But I do, like, I love those type of stories. I think a lot of times I see myself in that. You know what I mean? I know that since the day that I was born, you know, the odds have definitely been stacked against me. The devil is a liar. But God is good. You know what I mean? Like, God, listen, we have to explore the idea that God can redeem even the most broken aspects of our lives, man. Like, he can. I've seen him do it so many times, over and over and over again. If you let him guide you, if you surrender your life to him, if you just trust the process, oof. Like, God will take you through transformation, healing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, through his love, his grace, like, he will bring restoration through your pain. Listen, your pain for your gain, okay? Like, he will turn your life into a testimony. He will turn your mess into a message. He really will. And it's not easy. Like, while you're going through it, like, you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't even care at this point. Like, just bring it. Like, you know, but we really, really got to nothing amazing, nothing wonderful, nothing worthwhile is done overnight and done quickly. Like, you know what I mean? The Lord can supernaturally, you know, speed up some things for us. But, you know, listen, one of my favorite foods in the face of the planet is oxtail. Okay. Oxtail, love oxtail. But making oxtail can take like 3 hours. If you know how to make it really right and you don't like your oxtail mad hard, I like mine falling off the bone. That can take like 3 hours to stew and simmer and, you know, to marinate. Like, but once that oxtail is done, y'all ask about my oxtail in this city. Y'all don't play with me. Ask about my oxtail. Okay. But like, no, seriously, like, I love oxtail, but it takes time to make. You start oxtail, you got to start it in the morning, child, if you want to have it by the evening. You know what I mean? But it tastes delicious. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite foods on the face of the planet. Like, love me some good oxtail. That's life. You know what I mean? It takes time. It takes time. Good things take time. Good relationships take time and effort. It takes consistency. The thing, people don't want to work. You think all the things that I'm going through right now with my mental health, with my life, with the changes, like the uncomfortability, the pain, the loss, the gain, I want to give up. I want to find the big red button a lot of times and say, God, I'm out of here. Take me to my maker. Lord, I want to be with you. And he says, not yet, my child. You still have a lot of work to do. You know what I mean? It's not easy. Like, if people tell you that being a Christian's easy, they're lying. If people tell you that just living life, just breathing is easy, they're lying. Some people have it easier than others. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? But it's not easy out here. Everyone is going through it. You know what I mean? And you just have to really just focus on you, focus on what the Lord has said about you, trust him, and just trust the process in life, period. Like, you know, just really trust your process and just know that and be at peace with the process. Stop fighting against the process. Like, it's the worst. Like, I know I've been doing that. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not perfect. I'm still learning. I'm still trying to figure it all out. I'm still trying to, you know, just find out how I can do this thing called life. You know what I mean? And I'm really happy that you guys are here on the journey with me. I'm super excited that I get to come here and share my most vulnerable moments with you guys. I'm not ashamed anymore. I really want to help people. And if I have to be the guinea pig for that, then so be it. You know what I mean? It's been tough, but I know God is good. And I know that this will bless somebody. And I want you guys to know that God can use it all. He will use it all. Your failures, your victories, the highs, the lows, you know, the sickness, you know, just everything that you've gone through, the abuse. He can use it all. He can really turn that mess in your life into a message. You won't even know what hit you. You know what I mean? If you really just surrender it all to him. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys are blessed. I'm thoroughly blessed. God is absolutely good. I love y'all, man. I really do. You guys are awesome. Listen, I don't know when the next episode is going to come on. I'm going to be real with y'all, but pray for me, y'all. Pray for me, man. Listen, I really want to do this. Pray for me. I'm really getting clarity. I'm getting there. You know what I mean? I'm back on Instagram. So speaking_arrangements, my ghetto personal page, Queen B. I got to change the name. I really don't like that's like, I don't know, like 8 years old. But reach out to me, man. Email me with some topics. There's a few things that I'm asking the Lord for help to do, but yeah, God can use your mess. Turn it into a message. Share, please share these episodes. I put a lot of work into them. Thank you for everyone that's supporting me. I love you guys. Until next time, y'all.